The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Danielle Wilcox is with me, the telescope operator from Blackrock Castle Observatory in Cork, to talk about these two black holes that are merging in outer space. Danielle, this is a very simple question, I hope, to kick things off with. But what is a black hole?
Oh, that's a very good question. So we have really big stars in space that are really big, even compared to our sun. So once you get about 20 times the mass of our sun, then you get these massive stars that eventually they end up running out of fuel. And when they do, they explode out into space. We have these supernova explosions. And when that happens, the core of the star actually condenses down and will end up forming a black hole. So it becomes this really dense part of space that has really, really strong gravity.
And what impact does that have on the things around it in space?
So like with this particular event that happens, these two black holes are actually orbiting around each other. And when you have these two really strong, really massive objects orbiting around each other, they end up sending out waves. And these are called gravitational waves. And they are something that Einstein predicted 100 years ago. But we didn't have the technology to actually detect these things until more recently. Actually, in 2015, it was the first time we were 100 years to the date of Einstein predicting these phenomena in his theory of relativity. We finally had the instrumentation to detect these gravitational waves. And so when these black holes are orbiting each other, they get closer and closer and closer together. They start spinning faster and faster and faster and faster and accelerating until they smash into each other. That's this merger that happens. And it sends these gravitational waves out, these really powerful waves throughout the fabric of space and time. You actually have these ripples through space. And it can actually move through the Earth. And these are such tiny movements that we didn't feel it. Earth didn't feel it. It's down to like subatomic levels, these tiny, tiny little movements. And so these detectors are able to actually measure this happening. So when this merger happened, it sent out these really powerful waves and we were able to detect them here on Earth.
So sorry, so that we're not actually, you have to pardon my ignorance, we don't actually see this thing. What we're doing is we're measuring the gravitational waves. And that's how
right,
we know
yeah.
this is happening.
Yeah, and we can tell a lot by them. So from those gravitational waves, we could actually tell that those two black holes were both over 100 times the mass of our sun. So why this was so interesting was that it was actually the largest merger we've ever detected. And so even for us at Blackrock Castle Observatory, it's really exciting because we look at even bigger black holes. So we're looking at supermassive black holes.
Wow.
So they're 100 times the size of our sun. The ones we look at are 100 million times the mass of our sun.
So
really big objects.
How fast do gravitational waves travel?
That's a really good question. I actually don't know the speed they would travel at, but they would be. That's actually a very good question. I'm not even sure, actually.
Well, I'll word it then another way. How long ago did this thing happen? That we're only experiencing now because of the gravitational waves reaching us.
Do you know what? I'm not sure about that particular merger. I actually haven't looked at how far it was away from us. I don't know. You stumped me there.
Well, so something for you to look up in the few minutes this evening after we have a chat. What's the significance of this to us, or say to the scientific community, beyond it kind of proving what Einstein theorized over 100 years ago?
Yeah, I think for like even just the general public, it's a real good reminder that space is massive and there's a lot of things happening out there, and it makes our Earth feel very tiny and fragile. And I think it's a really interesting way to look at it, because if you start thinking about just putting into perspective, you know, the Earth and Sun, for example, the Sun is over 300,000 times the mass of Earth. And then these objects are 100 times larger than that. So there's these really, really big things that are happening out in space. And for us, when we're able to detect these really slight waves that are coming from these massive explosions and things, then we're using really fine instruments and we're refining the technology and the engineering that goes into that. And we never know what the technological offshoot will be from that. So, like, for us, we've been using a technique at the observatory that was used for analyzing light coming from quasars, so these types of black holes that we look at, and we were able to use it towards a mask study, which ended up measuring the efficacy of masks during COVID. So there's an offshoot from astronomy that we never predicted that we would be using, but we don't know where the technology could come from these detectors that we have around the Earth that are able to actually measure the gravitational waves. We don't know what the technology offshoots will be from that yet.
And when you talk about this explosion, what's exploding? I mean, is there, what's the fuel or let me put it this way. If I was in the neighborhood, what would I actually see when two black holes merge?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So we don't really see anything. So when they merge, there's no real explosion happening. And the explosion would be the supernovas before that. Those you can definitely see. But when the black holes merge together, we're not really seeing anything. We're actually detecting the waves that are coming.
Okay.
So it's actually affecting the fabric of space and time together. So when when they're moving through space, they're actually squeezing and stretching the fabric of space-time. So it's this real phenomenon that's affecting everything. Right. So we actually felt it. So as it's moving through Earth, it actually moves through us as well. So if you didn't feel anything the other day when it moved through, you're fine. You know, it's not going to be dangerous. It's not going to affect us in that sort of a way. But we're able to actually detect those things now, which is really exciting for the astro community.
Brilliant. Listen, Danielle, thanks a million for joining us. Danielle Wilcox, the telescope operator at Blackrock Castle Observatory in Cork.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.